Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's be honest, we all know that feeling of being glued to our screens, right? That endless scroll, the notification binges, the hours melting away like ice cream on a summer day. We live in a world saturated with digital stimulation, and while technology has its amazing perks, it can also become a real downer if we're not careful. Today, I want to share something super personal with you, my own journey to breaking free from screen addiction. It wasn't easy, but trust me, the payoff is worth every bit of effort. So buckle up, grab your favourite beverage, and let's dive in. Ever felt like you're living in a virtual reality instead of the real one? Like your life is constantly being played out through a screen? That's exactly how I felt for way too long. I was drowning in notifications, constantly checking emails, and spending hours scrolling social media. You know that feeling when you finally put your phone down and realize you've forgotten what it feels like to just be present? Yeah, that was me. But here's the thing. Our brains crave real-world experiences. They crave connection, laughter, adventure, things that a screen simply can't replicate. So how do we break free from this digital prison and reclaim our time and attention? Well, it starts with recognizing the problem and understanding the science behind it. Our smartphones are designed to be addictive. Every notification, every like, every comment triggers a release of dopamine, that feel-good chemical in our brains. It's like they've hijacked our reward system. This constant dopamine rush creates a cycle of craving and dependence. But guess what? We can rewire our brains to crave real-world experiences just as intensely. It takes conscious effort, but it's totally possible. Here are 5 key takeaways that have helped me on my journey. 1. Mindful phone usage. This one might sound obvious, but it's seriously transformative. Set specific times for checking your phone and stick to them like a boss. Treat your phone like a tool, not a crutch. 2. Digital detox days. Schedule at least one day a week where you completely unplug from all screens. Use that time to reconnect with nature, spend time with loved ones, or simply relax and recharge. Trust me, your mind and body will thank you. 3. Find your flow activities. What activities make you lose track of time? Reading, painting, playing music, gardening, whatever it is, embrace those things that bring you joy and focus your energy there. It's all about shifting your attention to what truly matters. 4. Cultivate real-world connections. We are social creatures by nature. Prioritize face-to-face interactions over digital ones whenever possible. Call a friend, grab coffee with a loved one, or join a club that aligns with your interests. Building genuine connections is the antidote to digital loneliness. 5. Embrace boredom. I know it sounds scary, but boredom can actually be a powerful catalyst for creativity and self-discovery. Instead of reaching for your phone when you feel bored, try sitting in silence, observing your surroundings, or letting your mind wander. You might be surprised by the insights that emerge. Think about that time you were completely absorbed in a good book or lost in a conversation with a friend. Those are moments when we're truly present and engaged. Don't let those experiences become diluted by constant screen time. I remember feeling so overwhelmed by the digital noise that I couldn't even enjoy a simple walk in the park anymore. Every bird chirp, every rustling leaf was drowned out by the incessant pings and buzzes of my phone. It wasn't until I took a week-long digital detox that I truly realized how much I had been missing out on. That week, I hiked through breathtaking mountain trails, reconnected with old friends over board games, and rediscovered the joy of simply being in the moment. It was like waking up from a long dream. Suddenly, the world felt vibrant and alive again. So what are your biggest takeaways? What steps can you take today to reclaim your attention and live a more intentional, screen-free life? Remember, it's not about going cold turkey, it's about making small, sustainable changes that gradually transform your relationship with technology. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these insights. Let's create a community of mindful tech users together. Until next time, keep the screens at bay and live life to the fullest. And remember, true connection happens offline, go get some.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.